He just went everywhere. He's incredibly smart and incredibly nerdy and geeky and super futuristic.
Yeah, so he talked about AI. I think AI probably is the big issue here.
We had a lot of conversation about AI. He's very worried about it. He said things that none of our others. We talked a lot about AI through the conference, and we can discuss that. But Elon Musk was unusual in that he thought this is a serious danger to humanity, that it won't be very long before AI can be orders of magnitude smarter than us. I mean, Kara got him to say, compare us to what?
A house cat. So he said essentially that we're going to be as dumb as pets, and that AI is going to control us. And his worry is that there'll be one company, and I think he was referring to Google.
I think it could have been referring to Facebook.
That there'll be one company with a handful of people in charge, and that's a dangerous situation. And so he has this thing called Open AI, which is trying to create AI for the masses, and so everybody can have an artificial. If it's going to happen, everybody should have artificial intelligence capabilities. And so he sort of has the vision of the future that's very apocalyptic.
Kind of the cyborg defense.
The Terminator. We're going for.
I mean, it really was. He was essentially saying, without naming them, that Google, we think it was Google, is Skynet. And he was also, I mean, I'm not making this stuff up.
We know.
You were there.
Yep.
He was talking about implanting, how we all need to implant what's called a neural lace, which turns out to be a real thing. People were madly Googling it. Ironically. And that would give you a sort of input-output with your digital self.
It would give you advanced capabilities, and there wouldn't need to be surgery, that you could implant it somehow in the back.
In your veins.
Suddenly, Tesla production targets seem kind of pedestrian.
We talked about that.
We asked a simple question of why does the rocket have to land in the ocean? That was like a 12-minute lecture about aerodynamics.
Yeah. I think what was important is that he's, you know, a very big thinker,